So today we're based here at the Sydney Zoo, and we've got Jen Cooper on the line. This is ANZ Dennis, your host, and Jen Cooper's from Canon, and she's a professional photographer. Welcome, Jen.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. So, Jen, keen to understand, why should families bring a camera to the zoo these holidays?
Oh, look, I couldn't think of a better place to be than at the zoo with my kids, just seeing their little faces light up with all of the animals and around the enclosures. And every time I look back on the photos that I've captured, it's always the ones that I've taken with a real camera that mean something. They're always the ones I share on social media and people go, oh, wow, how come your photos are so good? And it's just because I take a real camera. So if the moment really matters, make the effort and take your camera down to the zoo these holidays.
Awesome. And the most photographic animals, how would you capture their best side? What do you recommend would be the best animals to capture?
You know, it's funny when you say photographing their best side, because I always see people pull their cameras out and take a photo when the animal's not actually looking in your direction. And I always tell people it's nicer to capture their eyes than their behind. So, you know, when possible, wait till the animal's looking towards you, or move yourself around so that you can focus in nice and sharp on the animal's eye. I think that really makes for a great picture.
Definitely. I see lots of people are also posting selfies now with the animals as well, which seems to be the trending thing now.
Yeah, I guess it is that era, isn't it? We're all mad for a selfie. Look, if you're gonna do it, just make sure you don't cut either of your heads off in the selfie. That's my hot tip for you there.
Sure. And then key photography tips for beginners and enthusiasts and photographers alike. What are some of the key photography tips?
Okay. Well, if we're going to keep it nice and simple for beginners, my advice to you would be take your camera or your lens that has the biggest zoom. So if you've got a compact camera that has a zoom feature available on it, make sure you use it. Zoom right in so that you can get nice and close to the animal. That's going to really help to eliminate some of the distractions around the enclosures. So just focusing in on the animal nice and close. If your camera has a mode like a sports mode, or perhaps you're shooting on a semi-manual mode like TV, make sure your shutter speed is fast enough so that you freeze the action and you get a nice clear shot. So switching your camera over to a sports mode is great. A really simple tip there for beginners. If you're a little bit more advanced, a quick rule of thumb that I always apply in my wildlife photography is to double the focal length with your shutter speed. So for example, I shoot on a 100 to 500 mil lens. So my shutter speed is always 1/1000th of a second. So that's just a really quick and easy tip for those more advanced photographers out there to make sure they're getting the best wildlife photos.
Wow. And for me, that's just starting out. And like, if you don't, not a good photographer at all, and I'm wanting to go out and get something, what do you recommend, you know, budget-wise, or what's a good camera?
Oh, look, there's so many great cameras available at the moment. I've recently moved to a mirrorless system. So the Canon EOS R5 is what I shoot on. There is an entry-level version of that mirrorless that's available, which is an EOS R6. Both of those cameras just perform really well, a really simple point and shoot, but also has the ability that you can learn and grow with your photography with those cameras as well. You know, when it comes to matching it up with a great lens, the RF 100 to 500 is really the best combination for wildlife photography. So that's what I'd recommend.
Excellent. And the new cameras now, you know, with social media and all the different, it makes it really hard. And I think people sometimes use their phones just because of the different links. Does the new cameras come out with direct links to Facebook, Instagram, all the different social?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, one of the key features of cameras in this day and age is just their ability to connect to your mobile devices through Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. You know, there's a Canon app camera connect that will allow you to simply get photos from your mobile straight onto social media. So your camera will be connected directly into your mobile phone, and then you can upload the best quality pictures rather than pulling your phone out to take a picture, which we know is not going to give you the best quality.
Awesome. I'm learning heaps today about I'm definitely going to get out. I should have done it last week, Friday, for Black Friday, though. But I'm sure there's some good deals coming up for Christmas.
You know, there are always good deals, particularly coming up to Christmas.
Awesome. Definitely looking forward to that. So where can I go as a avid camera? I'm really becoming a camera guru now. So where to go for more photography tips? Where should I go?
Yeah, look, there's so many great articles out there. There's how-to videos on the Canon Australia YouTube channel. There's a range of written articles that are featured on our website. So probably best to just head over to www.canon.com.au. And from there, you can just immerse yourself in all the written articles and learn content that we have available for you. There's some really good pieces there on wildlife photography.
Awesome. So, Jen, I really want to say thank you for being a partner of Sydney Zoo and for being the official imaging partner of Sydney Zoo. And is there anything, any message you want to send out to any of our listeners out there?
Oh, look, I think the main message is that, you know, we absolutely love to inspire people to get out there and photograph wildlife. And I couldn't think of a better place these school holidays than heading down to Sydney Zoo with my camera and just try to take on board some of the tips we've spoken about today. You know, really take a moment. Don't rush your photography. Just enjoy it and, you know, have a great time while you're out there. It's beautiful weather, so I'm looking forward to heading over to the zoo myself.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Jen, and thank you for joining us at Sydney Zoo with the Live 90.5.